Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed. And they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And immediately he rose up before them, and picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God, and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Adam Ellsworth from Grace Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Georgia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So yesterday I did my taxes with a little help from an online program. It was actually my day off, and at the end of the day, I was worn out. Three times my tax return was rejected because a little bit of information was wrong. But once the email stopped coming in that said rejected return, I was relieved. And I was relieved when the computer program assured me that my return had a very low chance of being audited. No one really wants an IRS agent knocking at the door. And being a new pastor and officially a minister of the gospel, I was a little nervous that maybe I had done something wrong, that an IRS agent would audit me and say, "You owe more money." And while I know that we need taxes for roads and for the police and for many other good things, no one likes the tax man when he comes to your house. But Levi sitting here at this booth in Capernaum, we should maybe not just consider him as a simple tax collector in today's terms. You see, tax collectors in ancient Palestine, they did not only take taxes from people, they took taxes from people to pay for the oppressive and cruel Roman Empire. And they not only collected for the occupying force, they collected for their own pockets. They could look over a barrel of fish and assign to it any value they wanted and keep whatever they would like, as long as they paid it forward to Rome, as long as Rome got their cut, then they could take whatever they wanted. And while there were probably some fair tax collectors around, some who didn't collect more than their fair share, for many of them, it was quite a racket. And a racket it was indeed. When we picture a tax collector walking around in Jesus' day, it probably shouldn't be the picture of a nerd with spectacles and a pocket protector, but maybe rather someone more like Tony Soprano, the lead character of the HBO series The Sopranos. If you've seen the series, then you know that one of our first introductions to Tony is him describing his day at work to his psychiatrist. He leaves out the violent details, but we see what really happens as he runs a man down with his car and says, "Where is my money?" Tony is all about the money, and he has the power to take what he wants from whoever he wants. As long as he pays his cut to the higher-ups, he can act with impunity. And now maybe Matthew, maybe he wasn't this type of tax collector. Maybe he was. But in the eyes of the people around him, he was no better than a two-bit gangster, a thug who would get his money preying on the weak. And while what they did was not technically illegal, if someone refused to pay, there would be dire consequences. And yet this man, with these two little words of Jesus, "Follow me," gives it all up to follow him. Now, can you believe that Jesus would call a person like this, would call a man like this to be his disciple, a man who would one day be one of the 12 apostles? Can you believe that Jesus would go to his house and celebrate with him? Can you see Jesus sitting around a table in an Italian restaurant with a bunch of mobsters? Well, I hope you can, because this is just where Jesus wants to be, with all of the sickest and the most sinful people of the world, because Jesus loves sinners. They are his choice group, the very people he came to save. He loves them so much that he not only eats with them, but he suffers and dies on the cross for them. And we thank God for that, because some of us might not be members of a crime syndicate, a mob family, but outside of Christ, we're actually members of a much worse family, members of the family of Satan. But through the word of God, through Christ's word, we are called to repentance. Through Christ's word, we are called to trust in him. Through the word of Christ, he calls us to follow. And this is the word which makes us God's children, the word which forgives us our sins and makes us his disciples. It's good news that Jesus eats with sinners, because that means that Jesus will eat with me. It means that Jesus will eat with you. It means that in the great feast on the last day at the marriage supper of the Lamb and his bride, Jesus will spread out a great feast for his church, a church made up of redeemed sinners. And so we thank God that truly, just as the hymn says, Jesus sinners doth receive. So to him be the glory. Amen.
We thank Pastor Adam Ellsworth from Grace Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Georgia, for today's meditation on God's Word.